Okay, friends. Today we are reading in the Good Guys 5-Minute Stories book. This is the, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yep. The 6th story in the book. And it is called Quiet Wyatt. Super Shy or Superhero? And this was written by Tammy Sauer and illustrated by Arthur Howard and read today by Mommy and
Boo-woo-whip.
I like it. Are you ready, Boo-woo-whip? Oh, are you ready for your... Are you ready for your story? Just fill the lip. Okay. Fill the lip. Are you ready? Okay. Here we go, friends. Wyatt liked quiet. And being quiet worked for Wyatt. He was a spectacular tree in the school play. He was the model visitor at the dinosaur museum. He was a total star at ninja camp. Wyatt's world was perfectly quiet. Until his class went on a field trip and he was paired with Noreen. Noreen was anything but quiet.
"I am the queen of nature," said Noreen.
"Let's do this field trip, buddy."
Wyatt gulped, quietly, of course.
"Fishing is my specialty,"
said Noreen.
"This is how to cast a line."
Wyatt gasped, quietly, of course. Did she do it right? In the picture, we can see Noreen, and she maybe is not the best fisherman, is she?
"I was born for boating," said Noreen. "This is how to paddle a canoe."
Does that look safe? How she's doing it? Wyatt dripped. Quietly, of course. It looks like he fell overboard, right?
Okay. "Wow," said Noreen. "I'm so good at noticing the details. It's scary."
And in the picture, we can see they are out in nature. And she sees what?
A butterfly.
And what does he see?
Bears
and foxes and squirrels and raccoons and possums and all kinds of stuff. She's just not seeing it. It was a very busy field trip. There was bird watching.
"Binoculars are for beginners, Wyatt,"
she says. And in the picture we see, what is she doing? She's climbing out onto a branch, far out onto the limb where there's a little tiny bird's nest. Does that look like a very strong branch? No, I don't know about this. There was hiking.
"This is what you call trailblazing, Wyatt."
And in the picture, we can see that there's an arrow taking you to the lake and an arrow taking you to a hiking trail and an arrow pointing to poison ivy. And guess where she has them walking? In the poison ivy. Oh, gracious. There was zip lining.
"Don't look down, Wyatt."
And somebody got extra quiet. When it was time to return to the bus, Noreen had lots to say. Nature's not all I'm good at. There's math and cartwheels and I almost forgot. I have the gift of song. And
what does she say?
Well, as they're going away to go towards the bus, they pass a sign that says, "Caution, loose rocks. Warning, loud noise may trigger rock slide." And now she's saying she has the gift of song, and she's singing. She's saying, "La la 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 la." One thing was clear. For the first time in the history of Wyatt, he could not stay quiet. "Noreen rocks!"
"Thanks," said Noreen. "I'm glad you think so."
And then,
"Uh-oh,"
said Noreen. Because when he says rocks, what does he mean? Does he mean like you rock, or does he mean like there are big rocks coming?
There are big rocks coming.
And it's true, there are really big rocks coming. And so here they come, and he jumps up and goes whoosh and loop-de-loop and scoop, because the rocks are coming, but he is a ninja. Remember, he did really well in ninja class. So he knows how to jump on top of things and dodge things and scoop people up, and he has rescued her. Everyone was wowed, especially Noreen.
"I'm an excellent ninja,"
said Wyatt. "You good to know, field trip buddy."
He goes like this. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Cool.
In the picture, we see
take a firework out of his pocket and fire it out.
You think? In the picture, we can see all of his classmates, and they're all going, "Wow, wow, 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 wow," except for one little bunny rabbit who says,
"Cool,
cool."
The bus headed back to school.
Wow, 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 wow.
Cool. "Hey, Mr. Driver," said Noreen. "I know a shortcut." Wyatt didn't know what to say, so he stayed quiet. But from time to time, Wyatt wasn't so quiet. "See?" said Wyatt.
"Oh,"
said Noreen. Wyatt smiled, quietly, of course. He still liked quiet. You see, he's showing her that if she can be quiet, she can see more things and experience more things.
She's loud.
Mm-hmm. And so she is quiet, and she gets to see the things that he gets to see. And he also liked having a friend. And that's something that I can say. It's always best to try to find a friend who helps you in ways that you couldn't help yourself.
Look, she's a yellow ball and he's a blue belt.
Mm-hmm. Yep, in the final picture we can see that he is teaching her karate. And she's a yellow belt and he's a blue belt. And maybe he'll be teaching her more as they go. But he teaches her and she teaches him, and that's what good friendships are all about. And that is the end. Can you say the end?
The end.